Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Or try one of 40 creamy, delicious milkshakes. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with World Short Track Champion Jessica Power. Then we'll speak with Super Cup Stock Car Series winner Chrissy Wallace. And we'll have a conversation with the winner of the Big B Classic, Zeth Sabo. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out in Red Hill, Indiana. The Midwest Thunder 410 Sprint Car Series in the house. Jaden Rogers parks it in victory lane. Out in New Jersey at Bridgeport, USAC East Coast Series, the Dirty Jersey crowns Briggs Danner the king of the Kingdom of Speed. East Alabama Motor Speedway, it was National 100 weekend down there. Tyler Erb, Jimmy Owens, and Brandon Overton all scoring big wins. And in North Carolina, at the dirt track at Charlotte Motor Speedway, the World Short Track Championship. John Ruggiero Jr., Jake Jackson, Chris Stalker, amongst the winners there of that big grassroots race at the dirt track. And joining us now in studio on the ProFabrication.com hotline, World Short Track Champion, Jessica Power. Hey, Jessica, welcome to the studio. I know you've been on the show before. I always try to describe the car that you drive as basically a big block modified with a little different mechanically. What is the car you race and that you won over at the dirt track last weekend?
The car I drive, you're right, it is a big block modified, but it has a crate motor in it instead of a big block. So it's really all the same mechanically other than the engine.
Other than the engine and crate, they buy crate engines, they can't touch them. They just slide them into the car and then the best racer takes the trophy. And our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline not only took a trophy, but a big one. World Short Track Champion Jessica Power here in studio on the ProFabrication.com hotline. But it wasn't that way last year. You left here second. And what was that burn like driving back? And how much of an inspiration really was getting that close and not getting it?
It's such an inspiration, really. We love coming down here. We've always had fairly decent runs when we come here. So to finish second last year against a guy that we actually compete with every week on our home track,
yeah.
it was that extra motivation for sure. And, you know, like I said, we've always had a great car down here. So we just wanted to make a couple of tweaks and it obviously worked out this year.
Jessica Power, the World Short Track Champion in the sort of big block modified division, as I probably have referred to it before, but a dominant performance this year last weekend. From start to finish on a challenging track. And, you know, everybody has different ways of saying it, but describe what was unique about it. This was not a Sunday drive, an easy course to navigate.
No, for sure. With all the rain that fell in the region earlier last week, it was a very technical track. It was challenging for sure. So it really made me step up my game. I don't typically like tracks that are have a lot of character like that. So it was challenging to say the least, but I just tried to pick a lane and you described it earlier as either technical or cowboy up. And I'm not really a fan of the cowboy up. So I just tried to stay in my lane. I was pretty consistent around the bottom, trying to avoid most of the really kind of rough parts of the track. And it worked out well.
Wow. It was kind of rodeo up. It was so many cowboys in different spots, but maneuvering around the different bumps and such while trying to hold off the competition, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline did it to the extent of being a World Short Track Champion now. Jessica Power here in studio. And speaking of ProFabrication, Headers Exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So the race itself, you're out there and you're avoiding all the bumps and doing all those things. and you're finally in the lead of that race that you dreamed about since last year here. What's going on? And then they throw a caution with a few laps to go. How do you manage all that?
There was a lot of emotions when that caution came out. I'm sure my team definitely felt the same way. You know, for the first part of the race, I was really just trying to manage my own emotion and stay calm and hit my marks. I found out after I had about a 4.5 second lead before the caution came out, which of course, when you're in the lead, you don't know that. We don't have radios. We don't have any communication. So I didn't know. But again, I just tried to stay consistent. When the caution came out, I saw who was in second. He was a past champion of this event. So I knew I had my work cut out for me to stay in front of him. So on the restart, I kind of just did my best to stay in the lane that I felt was the fastest. He challenged me a few times. I could hear him, you know, for the remainder of the event. I kind of heard him every lap and I knew he was there. But he raced me clean and hard, and I think he was, I'm sure he would have been happier with first, but I appreciated that he raced me the way he did.
Jessica Power in front from start to finish, even with that amazing challenge at the end to become a world short track champion at the dirt track here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. She's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So you get the checkers, and now you got a cool down lap, and you're pulling towards victory lane, and people there that you know, you love, probably some emotions going on there. What are those moments like after the checkers, but you're still on the gas into one to come around?
Yeah, I think I think I screamed in my helmet. I was pretty excited, of course. I was almost in shock, I think. I screamed at first, and I rolled around one and two and so rolled out of it down the backstretch, and it was almost surreal. I just couldn't believe what had just happened and what I did. And I knew coming up off the track into victory lane when I saw my crew start to run over, and the excitement and the joy and the emotion, that's really what it's all about.
Wow. And you got to enjoy a special meal afterwards with the trophy. What did you do?
You bet. We went to Waffle House. We were down in tech, and my crew said winners eat at Waffle House. So we packed everything up and loaded up and went up the road to the Waffle House with our trophy.
Wow. Such fun. Jessica Power in studio here at the Performance Racing Network, chatting with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Well, I'm sure there's photos, videos, all kinds of fun. Where can folks keep up with you as a world short track champion now on the internet?
Absolutely. Facebook and Instagram are our two main platforms. We do have a website as well, jessicapowerracing.com, and you can find us at Jessica Power Racing on Facebook and Instagram.
Jessica, thank you for taking the time to be here at PRN. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Logano back across the stripe. Now Zane Smith putting on some pressure.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars. Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon at turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Ty Gibbs. Which way is it going to go?
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Looks like Austin Cindric is involved. Denny Hamlin. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Brad Keselowski will see the white flag as he drives under the start-finish line.
Chase Elliott has battled at the front all night long. He's won the war. Chase Elliott has just punched his ticket to the playoff.
Awesome job, man. Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
This is PRN.
Stop by Cookout for delicious char-grilled hamburgers and refreshing Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, fresh off of back-to-back victories in one day at Tri-County Speedway up in Hudson, North Carolina, in the Super Cup Stock Car Series. Super Cup Stock Car Series winner, Chrissy Wallace. Hey, Chrissy, welcome back to the winning and the victory lanes that we used to see you do here at Charlotte Motor Speedway in the Legends. But, you know, kind of help people understand that when I say Wallace, Kenny is a relative, but he's not dad. Which Wallace are you a part of?
It's crazy all these years later that me and you are back in touch again with each other. Started out whenever I was at the ages of 10 to 13 years old in the Legends and the Bandoleros. And here I am 37 now running in the Supercar Series. But yeah, Mike Wallace is my dad. Of course, Kenny is related. He's my uncle and also related to Rusty as my uncle as well.
Wow. That's some impressive Thanksgivings that you have had in your life. Chrissy Wallace, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, former Legends winner. You should have seen her in that blue number four here at Charlotte. And now a back-to-back winner of the Super Cup Stock Car Series at Tri-County Speedway last weekend. And before we get into that race, it has been a bit of a pause in Chrissy Wallace's racing career. What you been doing? How's things been?
Things have been, they've been gone on them ends. They've been getting better. So we took a little time off, unfortunately, whenever everything happened, whenever I left from Germain Racing in the Camping World Truck Series. We did run a few late model races after that, but unfortunately my mom winded up getting diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. So for the past 5 years, my family and I have been enduring that. And unfortunately, she wound up passing away last year. And I always made her the promise that no matter what, I would get back into the sport and try to go for another championship and win a few more races in her memory. And thankfully, before she passed away, she was able to watch me race for Kevin and Eugene Light at Hickory Motor Speedway. And after that, we wind up running with Dexter Knipe Senior and Junior a little bit, and here we are now running for Jeremy Mayfield in the blue 23 car versus a blue 4 car.
Well, Carla Wallace, Chrissy's mom, is certainly proud of the victories and the life that her daughter is leading. Super Cup Stock Car Series winner, Chrissy Wallace, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including the new Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So I saw that you led, you know, the majority of the laps up there in both of the races. You know, were you getting information not only from Jeremy, but your dad? How do you process that when both those guys are so good at their craft for so many years? Is dad telling you the same thing Jeremy's telling you, or are you having to process little slight differences? What is that like?
It's unbelievable. First of all, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Jeremy himself has gone back into the racing, and he actually won the Grand National Super Series championship this year, which was huge for him. He won majority of the races, and so congratulations to him on that. But the information and the knowledge that both of them have shared with me this year is unbelievable. It's actually helped my driving, and there's so much I've learned. There's certain things that Jeremy picks up on that he can help me with, and on the other hand, there's a little bit of information that dad sees between the correlation with me and Jeremy that he's also able to help me with. And having both of them be there to help me succeed and finally pick up these wins and sit on the pole for the race was a huge honor and a blessing to be able to have them with me. And anytime I can have two people like that helping me, I can't ask for any more.
No, not at all. Chrissy Wallace with Jeremy Mayfield and Mike Wallace there on her side, getting double wins in the Super Cup Stock Car Series last weekend in Hudson, North Carolina. Whether you're listening in St. Louis, the old St. Louis Auto Racing Fan Club, or Pittsburgh, or Mississippi, Georgia, she had drivers from just about all those areas in this field. And, you know, where you haven't been back racing that much, and you're out there racing against other drivers that you may have never even seen or heard of. How do you go about that dance when you go to pass somebody? Are you confident they're going to stay in their lane? Are you careful about some? That's a lot of processing in real time. How do you make that all work?
Thankfully, you know, being back involved, like I said, with Jeremy, he's been running with most of these guys that I'm running against. So I've been able to lean on him for a lot of knowledge. And then also Donnie Doster with D2 Motorsports, he's involved with us as well. And he ran against majority of these guys last year. So I've been able to lean on certain drivers to ask certain questions and who I can and can't count on. But thankfully this year, everybody that we've gotten to race with has been very nice. But they've had their head on their shoulders. We've had a couple people, you know, that wasn't too fair in the Grand National Super Series, which the name of the game. They want.
Watching you race in those Legends days, I know you're as tough as your grandpa there, the man on the mountain there. I had, Mr. Wallace was something else to see, and his boys became pretty good. Now his granddaughter continuing on, getting a couple wins in the Super Cup Stock Car Series. Chrissy Wallace, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Got less than a minute. Where's this pair of wins? Maybe point the trajectory at you. Where do you want to go?
So thankfully we ended the season on a high note, which it leads into next year. If we find the proper sponsors and funding, we're going to go full-time with Jeremy 2026, whether it's in the Supercar Series or if it's in the Grand National. But we're still looking for other sponsorship opportunities that could lead us into possibly the Car Series or the ARCA Series again.
And where can folks follow you on the internet to be able to connect if somebody wants to sponsor or just become a fan and maybe buy a t-shirt if you ever make them?
Definitely. They can follow me on Facebook at Chrissy Wallace, or they can get a hold of my dad, Mike Wallace, or Jeremy Mayfield on Facebook. I also have TikTok, which would be Chrissy Wallace 10 there. So they can follow us on either site and keep everything updated there and give all of the information out.
Another winning Wallace. We're so glad to see it. Super Cup Stock Car Series winner, Chrissy Wallace on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us, Chrissy. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. The opinions fly fast and furious each week on the Pit Reporters.
Every other major league sport has a playoff system, so I think the playoff system should stay. I do think there's maybe slight middle ground where there could be some changes that are made.
I do remember seasons where this championship had been decided well before the last few races, so it just isn't quite the same vibe that we have now.
Join us each week for the Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the winner of the Big B Speedway Classic. It is an amazing go-kart event held in Northwestern Ohio. Zeth Sabo, and hey, Zeth, welcome to the show. Before we even get started, am I supposed to be calling you this nickname that I heard you have, Howdy? How does somebody get a nickname, Howdy?
Yeah, they've been calling me that for a couple of years now. Actually, there was a older guy that did the sound around Fremont Speedway, and my dad works there, and a rich farmer owns the track, and he's pretty much my dad as well. So there's an old guy around there, and when I was younger, I looked like Howdy Doody, the commercial. So that's what he started calling me that, and it's stuck ever since.
Well, as long as Brian LaSky can use it correctly, we're all good, right?
Love. Yeah, he might struggle at times.
Well, Big B Classic winner didn't do any struggling, leading the tremendous laps at that race. And we'll get to talking with him about it. Zeth Sabo, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Before you could even actually go through the race, you had to do something that I've never heard of. What is cushion qualifying in a go-kart on a track like Big B is?
So cushion qualifying is they put some tires out around the middle of the racetrack, and you can only run the top all the way around, and you get two laps to try to make it count for the whole day.
Oh my gosh, that's got to be like one of those big barrels that they put the motorcycle racers in at the carnivals and the circus. You're up so high and turned around. What's it like up there? It looked pretty bumpy, the videos I saw.
Yeah, it gets pretty rough sometimes. Bieber does a good job though, but yeah, it gets pretty intense, especially the later you go out.
How big is that track at Big B? What's the size to help folks understand?
I honestly don't know the size of it, but it is tiny.
It is. It is something you could probably put it on your regular cell phone's camera angle and be able to see the whole track. It is the mini Bristol of Big B, and the Big B Classic winner, Zeth Sabo, on the profabrication.com hotline. You know him as Howdy if you're up there in Northwestern Ohio checking out the sprint car races. Pretty decent year for you, chasing Cap Henry a couple of seconds there. What was a memorable sprint car race that you had this year that has stuck in your mind?
Probably last night at Attica. We won the last night at Attica. Led the whole race, not the whole race, sir, about almost half of it. Yeah, that's probably one to remember this year. We had a struggle year at the start, but towards the end, we started picking up and got it done at Attica that night. And yeah, not a bad year overall.
Not a bad year at all. Runner up to Cap Henry and winning the final event at Attica, and then going to the Big B Classic, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, Zeth Sabo. And while we're talking about profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at profabrication.com. So they get you, strapped in, ready to go kart racing and such, and you start off 50 laps around what is like fighters in a gymnasium. How do you keep from getting too dizzy on a track that small, that fast? Let's start there.
Yeah, I'm not too sure on that one. It is pretty small, and you get ripping around that place, that's for sure.
Definitely ripping after cushion qualifying. Howdy Sabo taking the victory of the Big Bay Classic here. He is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. It sounds like, it was an easy 50 laps there to make it around. But towards the end, the videos that I saw coming out of there, the three guys behind you were ready to sniper you high, low, in the middle, and just do you wrong in any way they could. How do you feel that when they're that close? And how did you fight them off?
Towards the end, you could feel them start pushing me around. We were honestly don't really know how we won that race. We weren't good the whole time. Missed the setup big time. We changed some stuff after the heat race, and it's a long time from the heat race to the feature because I think they had F mains on Sunday. So you sit around for a while and you start tinkering with stuff, and you can pretty much tune yourself right out of it. And but it wasn't too bad. Like I said, we were not very good, but we were good enough to win, and a funny event. They, like I said, they'll push you around and move you around if they got to, for sure.
Well, the driver did his part, no matter what the setup. Zeth Sabo, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And I am correct. Tell the folks it's spelled with a Z, correct? It's not S like Seth, it's Zeth.
Yep, it is spelled with a Z.
That is so cool. A great racing name, and they call him Howdy as well. Zeth Szabo, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, winner of the Big B Classic, and as he noted, winner of the final sprint car event at Attica Raceway up there in northwestern Ohio. So now, you know, off season comes. Do you look for an indoor kart race? Do you get a late model and run over at the dome? Do you, you know, what's going to keep you busy here, you know, once it starts getting a little snowy and really cold out?
We'll obviously get our 410 stuff tore down and do that kind of stuff. But we actually run the Rumble in Fort Wayne, Indiana in December, and that's about all we do all winter. So you run that one weekend a year and put them cars away and go back to the 410 stuff.
And that is an awesome race. I've been there at the Rumble in Fort Wayne coming up right after Christmas. Larry Bowes does a great job, and you get to come out and see the Big B Classic winner, Zeth Szabo, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, as he takes cart from one and goes from outside. They don't do cushion qualifying, I can tell you that, in Fort Wayne. But Zeth will be there trying to, you know, back up these last two victories and make it three in a row to close out 2025 as we head into 2026. Where can folks follow you on the internet? Where can they get a, you know, a hat, a T-shirt, be able to, you know, keep up with you as you do the racing thing all throughout northwestern Ohio and wherever else?
Yeah, they can find me on Facebook. Our racing page is Zeth Howdy Szabo Racing. And if T-shirts and stuff like that, they can just message us and get an address, and we'll either send them out, or they can find us at any track here at Attica or Fremont and pick them up there if they would like.
A great guy to keep follow and keep track of. Winner at Attica, winner of the Big B Classic, and watch him in Fort Wayne for the Rumble. Howdy. Zeth Szabo, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for doing this. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Every weekend, right here.
Start your engines!
Welcome to Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown. Alongside the NASCAR legend, we're Charlie Nibby.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought they were going to lose their girls to Carl Edwards. have you ever seen Carl Edwards? When he first came around, I didn't know he had a shirt because he never seemed to have one on.
He can't even bait a hook.
It's Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown with Charlie and Nibby.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Of course, this weekend, the World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You can tune into Dirt Vision or come on over. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.